You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
And we are live from ESPN Studios in the Seaport District in New York City, by Progressive Insurance. What's the matter?
Why DJ Killigrew trolling me? You know what I'm saying? So you're going to hit me with the black and yellow, right? You know what you're going to do? You're going to go Wiz Khalifa on me like that? You trying to troll me? I meant what I meant, damn it.
Wouldn't black and yellow be about the Steelers, who that rejoin was about?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. They trolling me because I said they weren't going to make it to the playoffs.
Oh, you said the Steelers weren't going to make it to the playoffs.
Yeah, they trolling me.
Well, that's not the only team you said will make the playoffs.
Facts.
Disney Plus Day is coming September 8th. It's a day of celebration, surprises, and exclusive premieres from Disney, Pixar, Star Wars, Marvel, National Geographic, and The Simpsons. Please don't miss other... Plus, don't miss other new favorites, and please don't miss them either. Nothing's bigger, nothing's better. Nothing beats Disney Plus Day. All these and more streaming September 8th. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Is the number on the Dr. Pepper call in line. We'll get to the calls in a moment. Just want to recap for those just joining us. Yes, as you heard there, so Mitch Trubisky will be the starting quarterback for the Steelers for now.
As expected.
As Kenny Pickett, the rookie who was taken in the first round, he has become QB2, and Mason Rudolph now slid down to QB3. And as we get ready for the start of the season, which will be Thursday night, Bart is making some bold predictions, which he does. And one was he doesn't think the Steelers are a good enough team to make the playoffs. All right, you can make that argument. But then in a casual conversation, as we're flowing through the first hour of the show, Bart decides to drop this little nugget. Oh, yes, you're right, caller. The AFC West, they're probably going to, you know, just battle each other, beat each other up. It's going to be a tough division. Somebody's not going to make the playoffs in that division. And Bart's choice for a team not making the playoffs in the AFC West... the Kansas City Chiefs.
I just hate that people...
And you think it's their defense is the reason why.
Their defense is porous at best. And it didn't get any better by losing Tyrann Mathews. Yeah, and then they tried to...
Well, they got younger. They still have...
That's inexperience.
Up front, though, they're still very experienced, right?
I mean, you got Frank Clark and you got Chris Jones,
right?
But everybody else in your division has balance. Everybody in your division got two of what you want.
Okay.
Right? Everybody has two shown up, bona fide, proven pass rushers. Whether you're talking about Randy Gregory and Chubb in Denver. Whether you're talking about Bosa and Khalil Mack.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Whether you're talking about Chandler Jones and Max Crosby. They got killers. They got closers.
Right?
What happened last year is when the Bills lost, they had no closers to get Mahomes off his spot. So now what happens is you can score on Kansas City easy. But what's always been the best defense for Kansas City is that offense.
Possession.
Offense. So now without Tyreek Hill, it won't be no easy, 65-yard score or slant that he takes 70 yards. So now they're going to have to earn it. And everybody last year, when they lost in the Super Bowl, everybody started playing them in zone. But now you'd be without Tyreek Hill, you don't even have to worry about wasting your best corner. Who are you wasting your best corner on? Valdez Scantling? Mm. Like... A-Ron shipped him out of town because all he can do is go deep.
Smith-Schuster.
Right, Smith. He's too busy doing Corvette on the logo.
He still has Travis Kelce.
Yes, but Travis Kelce ain't no 50-yard bomb. He ain't no threat. He's the guy that moves the sticks. Mm-hmm. So now if I'm sitting there and I got to make you go on 5-7 play drives, and on the flip side, I just score in 2 seconds because your defense can't rush me. Right, you got two guys that can rush, but I can just slide the line, right? And then on the flip side, I can get easy scores. Eventually, listen, this is murderer's row. Just for people out there to understand.
Yeah, give us the schedule. You're talking about the start. First of all, they have one of the hardest schedules in the league.
Because they had one of
the
best records.
So successful.
And they're playing the NFC South is their game out of schedule. So that means they have a date with Tom Terrific.
Okay.
Right? So they start off with the Cardinals. Okay, let's say they beat the Cardinals. Cardinals usually start off fast.
Where is that game?
State Farm Stadium. So that's in Arizona, right? So then they go back and now they got the Chargers on a short week.
Yeah.
On a short week. They got to play the Chargers.
But at home.
At home.
So it's a short week for the Chargers as well.
Right. And then who gave them all the smoke last year? the Colts because of that running game.
Yeah.
And they can keep Mahomes on the sideline because they can't stop nobody because they ain't got nobody to stop on the run.
To Indianapolis,
right.
Matty Ice and
so company. Then after that, you get terrific time.
On Sunday night.
So you get terrific time after that. Then you got the new revamped Raiders with the best
receiver. But they own the Raiders,
but
though.
But now they got the best receiver in the game to go with the best tight end in the game.
He's for,
the best
right.
pass-catching tight end in the game.
Right. First 7 weeks before the bye.
Okay. Now we're getting a break. Okay, we got the Raiders. Oh, then we got the Bills. Oh, it's rematch. It's payback time.
Home.
Oh, but it's payback time. Like, you remember, when you lose in the Super Bowl or you lose with your opportunity to go to the Super Bowl, listen, the Bills on a revenge tour. They got no breaks. They can't get no pause. Remember last year, we were like, what's wrong with their offense?
What's the date of that game, Barb? I'm just curious. Week 6. You have it on your screen, right?
Yeah.
Week 6, Buffalo?
Week 6 is October 16th.
Okay. All right.
Right. So like now they play, they got no break. Now you get another physical team.
Yes.
That's going to bludgeon your defense.
At 49ers.
Right. And now with Trey Lance, they might be doing the whole Kaepernick quarterback sweep stuff where they just said, okay, because guess what? If he gets hurt, we can just bring Jimmy G in. So who cares? Let's run this young stallion as much as we can.
Damn.
Okay.
You're right about the first 7 weeks. That is a murderer's row. And then you have a bye, you take a breath.
And then you come back with King Henry.
You play the Titans on Sunday.
The linebacker's like, I'm still sore.
You're making the case.
Then they get a break. Then they got to see the Chargers again. Okay, you get the Chargers after that. Oh, okay.
Well, we've already made it clear they have one of the toughest schedules.
But I want to keep going because then you got to see the champs. The champs are here. You got the Rams and Darnold, and you got that offense to keep up with. So the pressure is going to always be on Mahomes, and every team that he plays, every team that I name, has better receivers than Patrick Mahomes.
So So the two things, just to make it clear, the two things you're pointing out to are, number one, the Chiefs' defense is not good enough.
Right.
Right? They're not going to be good enough.
And they're young.
And the offense doesn't have a critical weapon that used to allow them to outscore their defense, which is Tyreek Hill. So in summary, you are saying, because if you consider where Tyreek Hill went and their expectations in Miami, that the Chiefs will miss Tyreek Hill more than he will miss them.
Exactly. Because what he does is he's not the best receiver in the game. He's the most scariest weapon in the game. And that can be a difference.
But it's also how they used him there versus how they'll use him or can use them in Miami. That'll be curious to see, too. Because, you know, everything I've seen is Tua just throwing a deep ball to him.
That's all you got
to
do.
Not really. They had him do a lot of different things in Kansas City.
Yeah, but they're
going to... And Mahomes took advantage of it because of, again, his ability to find him.
But they're going to get him ball in jet sweeps. They're going to put him in the backfield and make a corner come into the box if you're playing man-to-man. They're going to put him in a slot. Remember, Jalen Waddle is what's supposed to be Tyreek Hill for them. He has that same skill set. So now he's going to get one-on-one against your second-best guy as Tyreek Hill. Just imagine if you put them both on the same side.
Which, by the way, continues to put that more pressure on Tua to make sure he's accurate on point, because that's one thing about Mahomes is that how he just found you.
Yeah.
That's the special thing about Mahomes. All right. People want to talk about this, and actually some people do agree with you. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 on the dock.
You sound surprised, Alan. Line. I'm surprised that you're surprised.
I am a little surprised. I certainly am. Cabana in New Mexico. Cabana.
Hello?
What's up?
I'm in a school assembly, so I apologize. But yeah, I agree with Bart. Not only do I think Kansas City's not going to make the playoffs, I'm going to throw Denver Broncos in there as well.
Broncos not making the playoffs as well.
That's a complete
Broncos
football
team. Not make the playoffs.
That's a complete football team.
That'd be a bigger stunner, only because, as you've said many times, Bart, Denver's defense is already ready.
That might be one of the best rosters.
And they've got some interesting weapons, especially in the backfield.
Sutton, P.J. Hamler, you got Melvin Gordon and Williams, who people expect to be the break. He's going to be the Jonathan Taylor of this season.
Okay.
Like, he started off slow because it was Melvin Gordon who was kind of leading everything. He still ended up with like 900 yards. He's a beast. Listen, first contact, yards after contact, this dude is a phenomenal player in that regard.
Hmm. I am trying to figure, like, that is one thing about that division that I think we learned from last year.
Yeah.
The NFC West, we thought, was going to be that same thing, right? Maybe all four teams could make the playoffs.
Yeah, it was almost, but Russ got hurt.
Right. The Seahawks, as you said, legion, no boom. I mean, that's really what happened there. Seattle fell off. We weren't used to Seattle falling off, though, right? We weren't expecting it. We were giving that, the benefit of the doubt.
We talk about Mike Tomlin. That was Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll's first losing season.
Yeah. But no. What I'm saying is that what you have to take into consideration with these divisions that look like power divisions is they got to play each other. Same thing as your old division, AFC North.
But we both
win. You beat the crap out of each other. So you have good teams that are just going to, because we lost so many damn division games, going to cost us a playoff spot.
But those who survive, like if two of those survive, that wild card is just as dangerous as whoever won the division.
Hell yeah.
When you think about the Ravens won when they were a wild card. You think about the Denver Broncos, they won when they were a wild card. You think about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they won when they were a wild card. They're dangerous.
It's the National League East in baseball.
Yeah.
Is you can get two wild card teams in National League East, and you don't want to play either one of them.
Right.
Like, you wouldn't want to play. Who the hell wants to play the Braves right now, whether they win the division or the Mets win? It doesn't matter. Yeah. If they win the division or get the wild card, you do not want to see them. It's very similar to that. Yeah. Well, the wild card team out of the AFC West could be just as damn dangerous as the one who wins that division.
You can say the same thing about the AFC North. Whether you got to face the Ravens, which is a different thing to have to face, or you have to face the Bengals.
Let's continue.
It's going to be tough.
News from Barton Hunter Nation. We've got Scott in New York hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Scott.
Yeah, Bart, I'm saying if somebody was listening to you, you would think that KC were bums. If you act like you said, all other teams that they're playing got better receivers, but who's got a better quarterback than Mahomes?
Well, we talk about Kevin Durant.
I can take Bart's side on this when it comes to the quarterbacks, just because that division is loaded at that position.
Herbert is the future as well. Now, let's not act like they got bums. We're talking about maybe Kawhi Leonard going against LeBron James. That don't mean Kawhi Leonard can never beat LeBron James.
Who's Derek Carr in this whole conversation, by the way?
Derek Carr is Jason Tatum.
Well, all right.
See what I'm saying?
I have no
problem
with that.
Russ can be Giannis. Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, it's not a surprise. So then when you talk about, your first thing you ask is, who's his supporting players? Well, you're like, his supporting players is Khalil Mack, J.C. Jackson.
Yeah. Going back. What I want everybody to understand, because as I'm listening to you make your argument, is your argument is less about, like, the Chiefs aren't a good team.
Right.
And more about their defense does not stack up to the other defenses in this division, and that's going to make the difference in the end, because Mahomes is going to have to keep up, like, 30 points a game, which – I mean, he can do. He's done it.
But we haven't seen him do it without Tyreek Hill.
But that's the question you have. The biggest question is
Smith-Schuster.
Not what they don't have on defense.
And Valdez-Scantley together.
But what they lost
Tyreek Hill.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. And that's really a big part of this. All right. We have your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll continue, of course, the conversation with you on this, whether you agree or disagree with Bart. But speaking of quarterbacks, so nine teams in this year, in this season, nine teams have new quarterbacks starting for them. So let's play the game. Who's going to star and who's going to struggle?
Mm.
We'll figure all that out after Bart tells us about O'Reilly.
I got O'Reilly this time.
Yeah, you got O'Reilly.
Improve fuel mileage with now Chevron Techron fuel system cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron fuel system cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O'Reilly points. Fuel system cleaner helps you get the most out of every gallon. Save money with gas saving tips from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts, or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.kism.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Let it ride.
I I've been waiting to hit that all the whole damn show. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Before we get back to the calls, let's do this now, because there is always going to be quarterback turnover, and especially when you have a draft and teams are drafting quarterbacks, there is just at least a third of the league has new quarterbacks, right? So nine teams this year has a new QB1. So star or struggle, I'll take you through each one. You tell me what you think. Let's begin in Atlanta. The Falcons, Marcus Mariota, star or struggle?
Struggle. No fault of his own. I think he'll be better because he's a mobile quarterback. But this is a team that is in a full-on rebuild. They can't wait to use some of the draft pick. Well,
they got some pieces. Kyle Pitts is going to be special.
But that's the thing. But he's going in a division where you can think that they're probably going to lose both games against Tampa and the Rams.
Four L's.
And the Saints. But then now you look at, Baker Mayfield is not horrible.
Well, that's where I'm going next.
And you look at the fact that he does have weapons, on the outside. If Christian McCaffrey can be who he was, a couple of years ago, stay healthy, that's a team that. Not a threat to make the playoffs, but a threat to stop people from making the playoffs.
Okay, so on Mayfield, just to be clear, star or struggle?
Is it something in the middle? Like, can I give him a meh?
Here's just in the middle.
I give him like a C.
You want to give him a meh?
I give him a C because they should be.
So he's not going to struggle, but he won't be like you don't think by the end of the season they're like
answer.
We got our guy.
Fair enough. I don't think he's going to be getting an extension. Right, so. I mean, DJ Moore, you got Robbie Anderson, Christian McCaffrey. You think about Iguanu. He should be like the future, but I don't know if he's ready. That's a lot to put on a rookie guy.
So the answer for Baker Mayfield is star struggle?
You know what? I don't know.
We'll leave it there.
Yes.
Cleveland Browns, Deshaun Watson. You won't see him until the last six games of the season, but he will play when it matters the most, of course. So will he star or struggle?
I think he's going to struggle at first, but star in the postseason as he kind of gets his sea legs on them. Remember, he hasn't...
Wait. Struggle at first, but then you say postseason.
Yeah.
So how do they get there?
I got them being a wild card. I got three coming out of the AFC.
If he struggles in the last six games of the season...
Because Jacoby Brissett's going to give him enough of a pad and a cushion just to be
there. Maybe I asked the wrong one then. Jacoby Brissett, star or struggle?
Okay, so Jacoby Brissett, I think he's going to star because simply all he has to do is not screw it up. All he has to do is hand the ball off to Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt.
You really think he's going to star?
All he's going to do is hand the ball off.
All right.
Like, I remind people, it's no knock. I went to AFC Championship with Joe Flacco, and we didn't have any weapons on the outside. All we had was Todd Heat. We had Derek Mason, a.k.a. Axel Foley. He was good, but he wasn't great. Right? This is a team that has Amari Cooper, that has Njoku. This is a team that has you're picking straws. Right, when you talk about who has the best offensive line, Cleveland, Indianapolis, Philadelphia Eagles, and now you can kind of add the Chargers onto that because they're stacked out there with Slater.
Mm-hmm.
So, with all that being said, all they have to do, listen, they got the Panthers, they got the Jets, they got the Steelers, and they got the Falcons. They should win their first four games.
Okay.
Or arguably 1-3 before it kind of goes a little crazy, but they got the...
All right, so you flip, so you think it's Brissett that's going to help set them up for a playoff, and then Watson will struggle
a little bit, but by the time
they get into the postseason, you say, watch out. So, we move on now to some more quarterbacks. Nine teams with new quarterbacks. We continue through this, star or struggle. Denver Broncos, Russell Wilson, star or struggle?
Let's ride.
You're into it, huh?
Yeah, let's ride.
Can I get it with a little more enthusiasm?
Let's ride! Listen, this is the reason why...
You think he's going
to
start?
Yeah, it's the reason why Aaron Rodgers and it's the reason why Deshaun Watson wanted to be traded to the Denver Broncos. When you look at what they have one of the best defenses in the game. And now you look at the weapons on the outside. You talk about Sutton, P.J. Hamler, Jerry Jeudy. They got the weapons on the outside for you to be able to play at a high level. Now, I know they lost Noah Fant in the acquisition of Russell Wilson. But this team, Russell Wilson has never had these type of weapons. And I just mentioned to you that he's never had a losing season.
Yeah.
No. But he didn't have the protection. He had DK Metcalf. He had Lockett.
Lockett
but they have three, and they have two beasts at running back. Carson and Penny have been injured often. So he's never had these weapons with this protection at the same time. And remember, he was the Legion with no boom. He got a Legion over there that got some boom.
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, it'll feel like the old days for him.
Orange Crush over there.
Early days. All right, we continue. Let's go to Indianapolis. Matty Ice and the Colts. Will he star or will he struggle?
He is going to star. He's going to star boldly. This is the best place for him to go because they have an offensive line that can keep him clean in the pocket. And if you give Matty Ice the opportunity to be accurate, you heard Frank Wright. He was surprised. I forgot how accurate this guy was. You want to know why you forgot? Because he's always picking himself off the ground because he was getting beat to shreds and his defense couldn't fight their way out of a wet paper bag. Now you got a defense on both sides. You have a solid running game with Jonathan Taylor, who is a MVP candidate. And then you got Pittman on the outside. So they have the weapons to be able to really play at a high level.
All right, we continue. Star struggle. This one was made official today, but we kind of knew it. Mitch Trubisky will be QB1 for the Steelers after he signed as a free agent on a short-term deal in Pittsburgh with Kenny Pickett waiting in the wings. Will Mitch Trubisky star or struggle in Pittsburgh, Mark?
Can I get a meh again? I think it's a meh.
One of these, yeah?
Yeah. And I think because that defense is Mike Tomlin can coach his butt off.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about never having a losing season. I think it's going to be close. Just like Jeff Friday said, they're going to hover around 500.
Why do you call him Jeff Friday, by the way?
Oh, you don't know why? That's it. Jeff Friday's ingrained in my heart, in my mind, because that was our strength coach with the Ravens. So like,
I thought you were purposely calling him Jeff Friday.
Jeff Sunday.
Because it's Jeff Friday. Yeah, exactly. Jeff Saturday. But he plays on Sunday. And he takes off on Friday. Yeah, like, I didn't know what this was about. Well, but okay, so you're referencing somebody else in your life.
Yeah, Jeff Friday.
You didn't even get up this morning. I'm like, why are you calling him Jeff Friday? Yeah. Jeff didn't even say anything. Just let it go.
Yeah, Jeff Friday was our strength coach with the Ravens for like 6 or 7 years I was there, man. Shout out Jeff Friday.
So, all right, how about with the 49ers? With the 49ers, star or struggle, Trey Lance?
This is tough, man, because you talk about, people are starting to say that offensive line is great, but it has the number one ranked offensive tackle in the game, and Trent Williams. I think they're going to run the ball, and I think they're going to be efficient. Everybody remember a month ago, people were saying he might be MVP.
I heard that.
Everybody was gushing how he looked in his offense.
How quiet did that get all of a sudden?
Yeah, that got real quiet. But I tell you what, I think he's going to shine. You know what I mean? I think he's going to shine because I think he's going to add to that run game. He's going to force teams to play on 11-on-11. I think Kyle Shanahan hasn't had a dynamic runner like this in his offense since RG3, which RG3 was rookie of the year.
True.
So this is technically Trey Lance rookie year, but he's not a rookie.
He's a redshirt rookie. Yeah, it's like Mahomes. But he did get to play last year a little bit, so he has that experience. We go to Seattle, a new quarterback there, although he was QB2 last year.
Whatever's bad. Whatever.
Geno Smith. Star or struggle.
Whatever's bad is what Geno's going to do. Listen, Geno understands he's been set up to take the fall. Yeah. Like, he's been set up to. Because if I'm the Seattle Seahawks, I'm saying I can, after having a winning season almost every year, I'm going to have two bad seasons. And I'm going to get my future quarterback. I don't want Drew Lock to play because he might mess around and win a game or two. I want to be in striking distance with all these draft picks I have for Russell Wilson to be able to get Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, or whoever we think. They should have a bad record, so they may not even have to use two draft picks to get it. They may be able to just pick one with their draft pick.
I hope Geno gets an extension just like it's almost like combat pay.
Yeah.
Thanks
for your service.
I'll take all these L's. You better give me some money going forward. Last but not least, we got to do this real quick. The last of the nine quarterbacks, new quarterbacks in a new place, is the Washington Commanders and Carson Wentz. Will he star or will he struggle, Bart?
It's a wrap for Carson Wentz. I just don't see...
It's a wrap.
Yeah, I think it's a career. We're going to call it a career.
It's a career?
Yeah, I just don't even see people wanting him to be a backup. It's like, do you want him mentoring your starting quarterback? Like, talk about, has anybody star fallen more after being an MVP candidate and then the team wins with Nick Foles, then you go over and the guy that thought you were his savior gave up first-round draft picks to get you, couldn't get rid of you fast enough, you couldn't beat the Jacksonville Jaguars to get in the postseason throwing hand grenades, throwing hook shots.
So no one's going to believe in him at this point, right? You reached that point. You went from a guy who was an MVP candidate.
Yep.
To a guy that nobody believes in. Sad story. We will watch it, though.
I'd rather have Blaine Gabbert, who's down in Tampa, than have Carson Wentz.
It's what? A very interesting story to watch down in Washington. All right, star or struggle. That was also a lot of fun. These have been fun games today. Okay, we got your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Also, there's a new betting favorite to win the NFC East. Yes.
Hold on, what?
Vegas already telling you who they think, and it has changed. We'll let you know. Next, Barton Hunt.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
Doug's in Dayton. What's up, Doug? Dougie, we got like 40 seconds. What do we got?
Hello. Doug's in Dayton. What's up, Doug?
Hey, how y'all doing?
It's kind of interesting to listen to him.
What? I think KD, he's getting everybody's kind of coming down on him.
Here's what I wish, though. I wish Doug just kept singing.
Bart and Han.
Hey. Our callers are special. We love them. We just want to make sure that they're okay when we call. Then we have somebody, we thought he fell. Bart, we had a caller. Remember that? He called back and said he dropped his phone.
Oh.
But we thought he fell.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Yeah, like, just be careful when you call in. Now, the phone lines are jammed up, so we will get to calls here in a moment. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It is Bart and Han, of course. Alan Han, Bart Scott. We want you to try the $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless for nationwide 5G and America's best network. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. So as I mentioned, Bart, there is a new favorite to win the NFC East now.
Yeah. Who knew the Commanders?
So the Dallas Cowboys, right, the Commanders, right. In late February, they were minus 150 to win the division. The Eagles were plus 330. Now, the Eagles, who are now plus 130, the Cowboys have moved to plus 135. Mm. So the Eagles are now the favorite to win that division. And we know that division, like every year, it just alternates.
So you're saying the experts listened to our show and they heard us talking about
Caesar's,
this?
Obviously, Caesar Sportsbook.
They listened to the show.
They either listen to the show or they just pay attention to, I think, the momentum that is behind the Eagles and the expectations of them versus the injuries to the offensive line.
Smith, yeah.
And a lot of uncertainty about what the Cowboys can be this year. And you've said you don't think they're going to make the playoffs,
no,
right?
No, they're not. I don't think they're going
like
to make
the playoffs. You're as down on them as you are the Chiefs.
And we're going to know a lot about them in their first six games. The first six games, they have the Bengals. They have Tampa Bay.
Right.
They have the Chargers. And they have the Eagles. And those games, they lose early.
Yeah, you're going to learn a lot.
And especially if it's because of procedural problems and discipline issues.
Well, there's that. Look, there's two things that you're
management.
Watching. Two things you're watching. It's exactly that. It's game management by Mike McCarthy,
yep,
which was an issue last year, and in the preseason had some issues as well because of discipline and the penalties and whatnot. And then it's the offensive line and what it does to Dak Prescott's ability to perform, because with Tyron Smith out for majority of the season,
future, yeah, right. Tyler Smith goes to left tackle.
Tyler Smith is the rookie.
Brought him in to play guard. He played tackle in college. And it's been concerns because in college he was a holding penalty waiting to happen.
Yikes.
And now you put him on the edge against
the best.
And
he's on
the
left side protecting.
Yeah. Left side, strong side. Not so much,
right. And then for Dak also, we know when Tyron Smith is in there, his record versus when he's not in there is noticeably worse. But Jerry Jones is still feeling some optimism about his football team. You understand? And he did speak, as he does each week on 105.3 The Fan, about Tyler Smith, the offensive line concerns, how Smith can hang in there early on, and whether or not he thinks it will have a negative impact on his team.
He's got everything we hoped and more when we drafted. It's exactly what we drafted him for, to come in and be the left tackle. And so he's had a really outstanding camp. All of the things are there. Do I wish we had Tyron? Yes. Will we get Tyron back? Likely. But in the meantime, he's going to come in, and he's going to get a Harvard doctor's degree in playing left tackle. Will we pay some price for it? Yes. Can we win with him paying a price? I think so, yes.
Will we pay the price for it as he is learning on the job? Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, you got Shaq Barrett, but week one.
Can we win while paying the price? Yes.
Yeah, you got Shaq. You got Shaq Barrett, game one, prime time. You got this kid put on an island right there.
Let's hold that thought for a second, because this is how confident the Cowboys were in Tyler Smith. They signed Jason Peters out of retirement.
Older than Moses, 40 years old.
Which you knew they had to do. Here's Mike McCarthy on Jason Peters, the Eagle, by the way, the former Eagle, and how they'll bring him along.
I think just like any player, I mean, you have a chance to look at the video and obviously have a tremendous amount of respect for what Jason's accomplished throughout his career. But, you know, going back, watching the video of his time in Chicago, you know, it is definitely a opportunity of high mutual interest. You know, and, you know, he'd love to finish his career here in Texas. This is about adding depth and bringing another excellent player into your program.
You expect they'll get him off the practice squad and into the lineup as soon as possible?
Well, the reason they put him on practice squad is because if he's on a regular roster, they have to guarantee his salary for the entire year.
Right.
So there's more schematics. Putting Peters there, if he can get in shape and get in game shape, I think it'll allow them to move Tyler Smith back to guard.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want him to – and a lot of great left tackles have started at guard because it's just an easier place because you have protection on your left side and your right side when you think about the center and the tackle, you know, flanking, you know both sides. You know, Jonathan Ogden did it his rookie year. This is not ideal. He's a tremendous run blocker. You know, he's heavy-handed, big. But, you know, you talk about these athletes on these islands – you're going to be put on an island, and they're going to be able to have speed, power, and athleticism, which causes you not to be able to move your feet. A lot of holding penalties. How many big plays are being called back because he's holding? Mm-hmm. How many big plays are going to be called off because he's jumping off sides, because he's trying to get back early? You know, guys shifting the motion. And how are people going to attack them by maybe blitzing on that side and putting him in there, making him pass games and all those type of things? You know, so it's a lot to learn. You know, especially when you're trying to learn on the job early on when you're going against the teams the like of Tampa Bay, Cincinnati, the Rams, and in the Eagles, all within your first six games.
Right.
You know, you talk about trial by fire.
Right. So Jerry's saying that they think they can get through it, but Peters is there for insurance, and if they get him in shape, they'll get him out there as soon as they possibly can. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Bart and Han.
Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. You know, Donovan in Virginia's been waiting a bit. What's happening, Donovan?
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey,
how you doing?
I got the Steelers winning the AFC North because Najee Harris, Deontay Johnson, Chase Claypool, George Pickens, and Pat Freiermuth. I think that's just too much firepower. Plus, you're giving Mike Tomlin all of that. And all the Steelers needed was a quarterback that could pass the ball for 40 yards. And, hey, Bart, since you show love to my Raiders, since we got the best tight end, the best receiver, that war tour, man, go to Virginia Beach, go to Town Center, man, and invite Pharrell, man. Y'all can bring a pro franchise to the 757, man.
Bring a pro team where?
Go to Virginia Beach, man, and go to Town Center, man, and invite Pharrell, man. Y'all can get 1% ownership when y'all bring that pro team here, man. That's the only thing we're missing.
Bring
here,
a pro team down that way.
I think the next pro team that's going to get an organization, I think it's probably going to be St. Louis. St. Louis lost the Rams. I think they're next in line, man. It is going to be an expansion, though. That's a tremendous fan base over there, though.
Expansion?
Yeah, it's going to be. Listen, the league is going to expand in a couple of years, I believe.
Well, you need to put, right, you need to put two teams, right? You need two franchises. Uh-huh. So NFC seems to make the most sense for St. Louis because it's traditionally been an NFC right city. What would be the other city?
It's Oklahoma.
Oklahoma City?
I'm saying Oklahoma is a
no.
I mean, that's a great sports town. Yeah.
NFL?
Let's see. Where else could we go? Because we got to think. It's a lot of non-representation. You can't put two in Denver. You can't go in Ohio. You got two in Ohio. Kentucky? Nah, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Memphis? You think of places that have other sports teams.
Where do they love football?
Oh, we already got Vegas.
What do you mean, oh, Vegas? Did you really
Oakland?
Do that?
Oh, go back to Oakland.
Nah, definitely not. You can't get a stadium. That's why the Raiders left twice they left there because they couldn't get a good stadium. No, I think somewhere in, like,
you got to have
Iowa, like, where they love football. You know you're going to get a turnout.
Let's ask the fans. We're stuck. We know that the Rams, that maybe St. Louis is one.
Well, can we get a third team in New York and maybe one of them win? Like, can we just do that?
Like California?
Oh, my God.
Like Florida?
Yeah.
Florida got three.
Florida does, yeah.
Let's ask the fans. Maybe they can help us out.
Like, where is somewhere that loves football and needs a team? Like, Carolina's got one. Like, I think you're all set there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe the people have a better idea than we will. We'll discuss. We're back in 10 seconds. More calls.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Save on commercial auto insurance from Progressive. Get a fast quote at progressivecommercial.com. We've got your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I'm going to grab them in a second. But yeah, it was interesting. Like, we were a caller from Virginia Beach said that you need to move a pro team there. Yeah. And from there, Bart said, you know, St. Louis is probably going to get an expansion team for the NFL. And I figured, all right, well, that's NFC. But you need two usually when you expand just to keep things even. So if you add a second team, where would you put it?
Yeah.
And Bart said Oakland. I'm saying, no, the Raiders leave because they can't get a stadium. So you're not going to put a team there again. So where do you go?
Well, they got Seattle.
What about Toronto?
What about Portland?
What about Toronto?
Oh, that's tough, man, because Toronto with COVID and stuff like that, we won't let players
come.
You can't
worry about COVID.
I know, but you're saying.
I think the Bills wouldn't want that.
But you can't control.
We were saying during the break, San Antonio.
Yeah, that makes the most
logical sense. Three teams in Texas?
Yeah, I mean, because you got Florida, three teams in Florida. You got two teams in New York. You got three teams.
You got three teams in New York if you count the Bills.
California. Yeah, you got three teams in California. Mm-hmm. Texas, rightfully so, is a big enough demographically.
I wonder if San Antonio, I mean, first of all, the Alamo Dome, they have games there, they have bowl games there and stuff like that. And I just wonder if that could be.
I mean, it's funny. Then you got the places that got two teams, like Pennsylvania has two teams, right?
One in Western Pennsylvania in the Pittsburgh, and obviously, and then Philadelphia.
So what other place can you think about having two teams? You know, it's tough. You know, Utah?
Salt Lake City?
Yeah.
Who the hell want to play? Although, again, though, Utah, college-wise.
I'm saying you got Denver there.
Huge, right? You got a lot of football in Utah.
Well, how about the fans help us out? What team is deserving? We're assuming that the Rams,
the
Saints go.
I know where to go. Wesley in Alabama has a suggestion. Wesley.
What's up, man?
What's up?
I say Birmingham, Alabama, man. We need a team in Alabama. Pro team would do well with it. Look at college football. Mm-hmm. We get a pro team here, man. It'll be outstanding.
It's not crazy to say that. I like that. Birmingham, though. Obviously, not Tuscaloosa.
Would you talk about infrastructure? Like, you talk about population.
It's a big city. No.
I know. I've been there.
Yeah, you
know, but I just don't know if that's a sexy enough city as far as money-wise to be able to support an NFL team. As far as the
you
other
would,
things,
I mean, you would definitely need the money, no doubt about it. Let's go to Doug. I don't know where Doug's from, but hey, Doug.
Hey, this is Doug. I'm from Maui. How are you guys?
Oh, Maui. Good. All right. Love it.
Yeah. Hey, my two recommendations. You guys talked a little bit about Utah, Salt Lake City, but I was also throwing out there Honolulu.
Please.
We got a rabid Raider and 49er fan base out here.
Aloha. Let's do it.
Well, if we're going to do that, we might as well put a team in London. I mean, we might as well have a team like where you travel 5 hours, you get the bye week the next week. You know what I mean? They would have to be
I don't think the NFL is ready for Europe. The NBA is ready for that. I don't think the NFL is ready for that.
Well, they have that series over there.
They do have the NFL Europe, but they have three games over there now.
They expanded it to three games a season.
I agree that they're trying to continue to but you're dealing with a monster in the real football, soccer.
Yeah, but
like you're dealing like that. The stadiums there would never be available.
But the thing is, you get a country supporting a team opposed to just a state supporting a team. Just think, the people from Paris, it's only 2 hours to go from Paris to London. You know what I mean? That in Wembley Stadium. They already got Sky Sports over there. They're ready for us.
No, I understand they have all the different things that would be available, but I'm just saying you're really going up against. Toronto's interesting. San Antonio's very interesting.
I like San Antonio. I think San Antonio's our
some
our
suggestions
best idea.
On Bart and Han Twitter feed.
Utah has nothing.
Des Moines, Iowa. I think Iowa would do well.
I don't know if that's a big enough city outside where players would want to go. That's like almost, you know, not playing in Green Bay, but that's like even. I would say Utah because it's a big enough city that supports another pro team already.
So you said Salt Lake City or just somewhere? Yeah.
Well, Salt Lake City. You got to put it in Salt Lake City because you have to have it in Utah where they already have a big fan base, another pro team. You don't want to just be the long-standing. There's no other team. There's no other place where that's the only thing in town.
It would be because it's Utah Jazz, the only thing in town.
Right, so you would have to go there.
You know,
because now you got the infrastructure
University,
to support.
Of course, is going to draw a lot as well, but still.
Yeah.
It's not. I mean, look, it's... It's interesting to me, really interesting to me. Whether it happens or not, we certainly shall see. Let's ask our next guest, Darius Rucker. That's right, formerly known as Hootie, going to join us in a few minutes to talk football. Bart and Han.
Bart and Han.